There was a summit of ECOWAS heads of state just a few days ago in Yamoussoukro, and that summit took a number of decisions. One of them was to ensure that the transitional government in Mali was broad-based enough to push through a consensual transition in the country leading to presidential elections. The other element from that summit was that the transitional government should come up with a clear roadmap leading to the elections. So the meeting will have an encounter with all the identified active forces in the country, political parties, civil society, elements of the military, and all that towards that consensual government.
There are reports, sir, that ECOWAS has invited the interim president, Diokunda, to attend the meeting.
If you remember, when ECOWAS facilitated the transitional government, we tried to do that as much as possible within the laws of Mali, that is through the constitution. And according to the constitution, when a president abdicates, as was in the case of the overthrown president, Amadou Toumani Touré, the next in line is the acting president. So he's very much a symbol of the transition. And ECOWAS is determined to make sure that he's able to perform his functions over there under the protection of the anticipated deployed forces of ECOWAS during the transition. So that explains the invitation extended to Diokunda Traoré, because he must very much be part of this whole process.
You said, sir, that ECOWAS wants to broaden the transitional government. Here's a statement that was attributed this week to the Guinean president, Alpha Condé. He says ECOWAS wants the request for military intervention in Mali to come from a broader unity government in Mali. Does this mean that ECOWAS wants permission from the Islamists and the Tuareg rebels before any intervention?
ECOWAS has made it very clear that we are not going to negotiate with terrorist organizations. We are determined to flush them out of the northern part of Mali. That is the determination of ECOWAS. We are not going to be part of any broad-based government. The broad-based government we are talking about is basically to be anchored, you know, around the existing political parties in the country, identifiable civil society organizations, respected technocrats in the country, in order to lead the process to transition. We need to stabilize the political situation in Bamako in order to concentrate on the rebellion in the north.